My name's Andrew Bridgen, and until a few months ago I was a Member of Parliament in the building opposite. I'm here to support the farmers, because without farmers we haven't got any food. And what we're seeing is a concerted attack on food production around the world. And the inheritance tax is only following on from what the Conservatives did by taking 20% of productive farmland out of food production. And this inheritance tax is actually, it's to get land onto the market cheap. Very similar to what was done with HS2, which was not about building a railway line. They never built a railway line. They just bought a lot of land at knockdown prices. So first they came for the pensioners, now they're coming for the farmers, and when they get digitalised, they'll be coming for all of us.
What the argument is that the old-fashioned family farm isn't actually really efficient enough, that industrial agriculture is far more productive. It's almost like we're sort of stuck back in our own agricultural revolution, and we're refusing to move forward.
If you think big corporates are the answer to food production, I want wholesome food, and I want farms, family farms, a part of a rural community, not big corporates.
And so do you think they'll from your experience in Parliament, what do you think their chances are? As we've seen tens of thousands of farmers here today.
And their supporters. Well, you saw various political figures here today, but politicians are attracted to large crowds, unfortunately. They think that they'll have coped with all this, it's all going to go away. At the end of the day, Starmer is has got a massive majority, but has very little support and dwindling support in the country. This government's going to struggle. This government's going to struggle, and it's not going to do 5 years or anything like it.
Okay. So where would you suggest that people go? Because farmers have naturally go to the National Farmers Union. This is representing them, a very powerful lobby.
Well, I think National Farmers Union, NFU, stands for something else. And the last bit is use.
So are there other active campaigns, do you think, around? Or,
well, they need to lobby all their elected members at all levels. And I spent 22 years in the food industry buying from farmers, mostly potatoes. I was handling 5% of all the fresh potatoes in the UK before I was elected. And no one values food in this country, because it has traditionally been very, very cheap and affordable. But nothing's worth more than food when it's a shortage, and I'm afraid if these policies continue, that's what we're going to see, not only in the UK, but around the world.
Why would the government be endangering Britain's own food security? That's what you're suggesting.
Well, Bill Gates is now the largest farm owner in America. He's a man who knows which way the market's moving.
I'm here because I was a very lucky man, because I had a very intelligent father who handed everything over more than 7 years before he died. So I was able to, carry on the farming business and then go into another business. But most of that would have gone today. A hell of a big chunk of it would have gone. So yeah, I'm just here to support people. The business I've been in a village for a number of years now. Farmers are all my customers and friends, and although I'm retired now, I felt it that I had to come.
So what about the next generation?
Well, a lot of them, they won't be able to farm, will they? I mean, this nonsense about it only being 10% of family farms is rubbish. All around the village where we live, they're all small farmers, but 300 acres. The next generation won't be able to afford to pay the tax because they don't earn enough money. In the village where I live, it's surrounded by farmers, but full of computer people. Commuter people that drive into the city every day. They're well off. Farmers have got huge assets, on the face of it. Combines in the shed, £500,000, two or three tractors at £250,000, all on finance. So they've got the assets, but at the end of the day, most of them, they can't afford to send the kids to private school, so they're asset rich and cash poor.
So what will be the knock-on effect, do you think?
Farms, the small farms will be taken into big farming operations, and then half of them you'll see wind farms and solar farms.
What about villages? Will it affect villages much? I mean, we're already getting a lot of townies moving into the villages,
it won't affect a lot of the village life, because the village where I live, there are probably 45 houses, and of those 45 houses, three or four are connected with the farms around. So no, it's not going to affect the villages, and the village pubs are still going to keep going, because in the village and the village shop, because those sort of people do support the local industry. But the farming fraternity on the outs, that are on the perimeter, that maintain the countryside, that's why these village people want to come and live here, because the countryside is looked after by the farmers. Yeah, they benefit from it, but it's the poor old farmers that are going to suffer all the time.
So we're stood right opposite the Houses of Parliament. We've got a new government here. Do they just not get it, or what's actually going on here?
There isn't a minister here that's got any connections whatsoever. I mean, most of them are ex-trade union officials, aren't they? That's brilliant, in their own way, but they don't understand what the farming fraternity goes through. I mean, my father, he was 90 when he died, and although he'd handed the farm over to my brother and I, he was 90, but he couldn't stop farming. He still got 30 or 40 acres, and he was still tending his cattle at 92.
You know what you're making me think is that it's almost a bit of a farmer in everyone. People like to have, even if it's just a little rose garden, the people in the blocks of flats are missing out on this. But everyone that's got that little bit of front garden, bit of back garden, tends to care for it, look after it.
By choice, they'd all have a lot more, wouldn't they? But most of these people, the family farms that I know, they've inherited them, most of them. But then they've worked their socks off until they're probably 50, they've earned everything that's been handed down to them anyway.
So can the farmers win this one? What do you think?
I don't. He took such a terrific majority, hasn't he? I mean, is he going to take any notice of all these people? I hope to God he does, but I don't know.
Well, we're farmers from Lincolnshire. This is my son, Chris. We farm a family farm, and just by any basic calculation, the inheritance tax that's been is likely to come is just totally unpayable out of the profits that out of the returns we get from farming.
Can you just give us an idea as a farmer where the pressures are? Obviously you've been doing this for a little while. who has been eating into the profitability of family farms?
It's just getting harder and harder. The price of our output isn't enough to support the cost of inputs. So
where are you selling to?
We're mostly arable farmers, so we're selling to grain merchants who, they're international grade trailers now, so it's a world price that we're competing with.
So it's not like a regional thing in your part of the country you're selling to, it's some big international...
Yeah, they're certainly nationwide, if not multinational, yeah.
What about the things you have to pay for, like electricity, this sort of thing? Is that do you use a lot of electricity?
A certain amount when we're drying grain, but it's more
really
well for everyone. Cost grain, yeah, it's not one of our main costs, but all the costs have gone up. And returns are similar to what they were a long time ago.
Well, thing is, so, do you want to say why you come? I mean, obviously, Dad has dragged you along.
Well, I'm the son of a family farm, and I mean, the main reason is the inheritance tax that's going to be put upon us. And, well, like you said, the profitability is close to zero in farming at the minute. And we, as farmers, we're asset rich, but we're very cash poor. The profits are so low that when we're forced to pay this inheritance tax bill that could be in the hundreds of thousands, there's just simply no cash to pay for it, so we'll be forced to sell land in order to fund that.
So, yes. That then makes the farm less viable as a farm going forward if you're forced to sell to make it a smaller business, basically.
What's your experience here being like today?
Well, there's been a lot of... obviously, a lot of farmers have come. Probably a very high proportion of the farmers around the country, and well, there was a moment in the rally when everyone put their hands up to say if they'd be affected by this inheritance tax, which the government said will only affect 25% or fewer of farmers, and it's absolutely clear that that's a lie. But they're saying 75% of farmers are going to be impacted by this. And yeah,
so what do you think's the reason for it? Is it, you know, I'm not going to prompt you, but why are they doing this? You know, we all like growing things. I actually grow a few vegetables, just a little line of them. Why would the government want to take this land off people, which is effectively what they do?
Well, yeah, I mean, they were just filling this supposed black hole, and they've got to make some money from somewhere, and it's quite an easy one to go for. There's not that many farmers left in the country. Where they're wrong is... it's all based on the wrong figures, really. They're treating people with a house and a pony paddock, because when they say it won't affect 75% of farmers, they're treating people who happen to have a house with a pony paddock next to it in their statistics as landowners, which technically they are, but they're not the people who produce food, and therefore the DEFRA bit, and even within government they're arguing, so DEFRA say it'll affect 66% of farmers. The Treasury say it won't affect 75%, they're saying it'll only affect 25% of farmers. And DEFRA are using figures about farmers, not just people who have made inheritance tax claims or people who have died in the past, basically, and haven't therefore had to pay inheritance tax. But they're not. It's not only farmers they're including in the statistics.
Okay, so can the farmers win this?
that's debatable. We'll keep trying to get a lot of people on side. A lot of Labour MPs now actually represent rural constituencies, so actually they've got quite a lot to lose if it's not overturned to a certain extent. But there's also other things in the budget that all happen to go against farmers. They've slashed the basic payment scheme that we used to have when we were in the EU, was on a sliding scale down, and basically they've cut that off, whereas it was on a sliding scale down to 2028. I think it was going to run out. And the national insurance increases and the minimum wage are going to affect a lot of rural businesses as well. So it's a...
Okay, what do you think?
On top of that list, there's import taxes on fertiliser as well, which will cost us between £50 and £100 more per tonne of fertiliser we use, whereas we're importing grain from foreign countries that don't have to pay this tax, which will completely undercut our ability to sell at a profit.
It is. It's more than just inheritance tax, really. It's just the sort of system in which we're operating is just getting harder and harder. And they're not. When they were cutting the basic payment scheme, they were meant to be replacing it with the various environmental schemes. And they're A, being very slow to get them up and running, and B, they're not as easy to apply for as we were led to believe they would be. So DEFRA's had an underspend basically and had to hand money back, which was meant to be earmarked for farmers.
You guys are very lucky because you've got one of the most powerful lobby groups across the road, the National Farmers Union. How have they performed, do you think?
Yeah, they've certainly made it headlines, and although they today arranged a mass lobby of MPs, because the only way it'll actually get overturned is getting MPs to vote against it. And then, on top of that, then they were sort of half involved. But a few individuals said, well, we need a march as well to go with this. And so it was supported by, but not actually run by, the NFU, the march. In the end, they've worked together, and I think hopefully it'll be an effective day.
And do you think you'll be able to inherit the farm?
I'll inherit some of the farm, but we might have to sell a good proportion of it to get there. So we'll see. But if it becomes a less viable farm in the future, then, you know, inevitably that means you sell the rest of it until you've got nothing left.
I'm Peter Brown. I'm a farmer from West Suffolk, and I'm the third generation. My son is the fourth generation. And it's I'm here because we are protesting against the change that the Chancellor made in the budget about inheritance tax, which will be chargeable on assets over 3 million. Now, I'm a relatively small farmer with 350 acres and poultry, and I reckon the assets I've got is 7 million. So we're asset rich, we are cash poor, we are overdrawn at the bank, etc., etc., etc. So when I die, in partnership with my wife, we can, according to the Chancellor, we can pass 3 million quid on to my son, and the other 4 million or whatever we owe, 3 to 4 million, will be taxed at 20%, which is 600,000 or thereabouts, which you have to pay over 10 years, which is 60,000 a year, which is more than our profits anyway. And then that is out of taxable income. How you'll pay it, I don't know. You know, we could take a bank loan, pay the banks. Is that really the government saying that we should be paying rich bankers to borrow money, to pay taxes? It's, we just sort of had the bottle knocked out of our world almost.
Yeah.
And we have nothing to go.
So what over the years has been eating into your ability to make money?
We have suffered all the time I've been farming, which is nearly 50 years, that we are just price takers. So when I was a dairy farmer, the dairy said, we'll pay you whatever the pence was, and if there was a price cut, we just had a price cut. We're now egg producers, and we've been doing that for 20 years, and in all that time, we have had lost money on as many years as we made money. We're at the hands of four major multiples supermarkets who just dictate the price, what they're going to pay. And they screw the producer to the ground, and there's no one to protect us, really.
What about, everyone has been suffering with the increase in gas electricity prices, haven't they? Has that affected farms much?
Yeah, the knock-on effects are right across the economy. And I mean, it's absolute ridiculous. I mean, our electricity bill on our poultry buildings quadrupled to tens of thousands of pounds a year. And obviously, our fuel bill, like everybody else, has gone through the roof. And, with all this net zero nonsense from Miliband and co, it's never going to get any better.
Okay, so what's the motivation then? Is it just we need a bit more tax from somewhere and the farmers have got a bit of money, so we'll have some of theirs?
I think these are policies of envy and greed, really. These are people who are asset rich, as I've already said, are cash poor. So let's tax them. Let's see if we can screw some money out of them.
Yeah. And you've what's your experience been here today? Do you think the farmers are on a roll? Can they win this or not?
I'm not sure whether they'll win it. I think the government is tone deaf. But there's huge support. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of mistrust. We don't believe politicians. You know, they are second to journalists in being lowest of the low. And there's a lot of people are suffering because of the uncertainty that this is causing. I fear for the health of some people, the mental health.
Yeah. So what is your campaign you've got here? It says on you've got a nice blue coat on. It looks like it's waterproof. Oh, no, hang on, it's just a T-shirt. Oh, no. okay. Saying no family farm death tax. Are you running a sort of little campaign or what?
No, this is all part of the campaign being run by a group of farmers who started it really on YouTube and have arranged that today there's probably 40,000 farmers come to London, and we just had a few 600 t-shirts printed off with these logos on. Just something to do, really.
I mean, I think many people want to follow this. People who care about the food they eat and where it comes from. There are still people left that do. Whereabouts can people find these sort of these farmers' movements? Can you maybe just take us through some of the places to look to find? Because often, you'll find the mainstream press will talk to the National Farmers Union and they'll talk to the government. But there's lots more going on out there, isn't there?
If you look on YouTube particularly, there are countless numbers of farmers filming on their own farms, offering their own views, showing how they're growing food, their investments they put in, the animals they rear, etc., etc. And lots of information showing how to, British farming is actually feeding the nation.
I'm here today because I think that what the government is doing with the budget for the inheritance tax is just going to absolutely cripple our farming industry. And I, as a farmer's daughter, it directly impacts me, and I want to fight to keep our countryside producing the food that we all know and love.
I'm a beef and arable farmer. I've come here today because the inheritance tax and business tax they're going to put on our farms We just can't afford it because all our money is tied up in land and livestock and machinery. And to pay the bill, we would have to sell our land, and then we wouldn't have any land to produce food for the British public. And this is going to happen all over the country, and there'll be no British food.
We're here today because a lot of young farmers that are working hard to keep the family farms going, which have been there for generations, are going to be took away from us by this dreadful tax, which is totally outrageous, really. It's hitting the wrong people. The tax should be on the big corporate businesses, not the individual farmers.
This inheritance tax is absolutely going to kill their farmers. They'll probably have to sell some of their farm off to pay the inheritance tax, which will make some of them smaller farms unviable. So they'll end up selling all the farm, so they will be no longer producing any food. And that's what's going to happen in this country. We're not going to be self-supporting for food. It's going to get all imported. Then the food price is going to accelerate. And I mean accelerate. The small family farms are going to get hit hard. And once they've gone, they're gone.
If you're not careful, what's going to happen? All the farms are going to get bought up by the big institutional investors. And you're going to end up with big monoculture, industrial farming, which is not what we want and not what the UK population wants. Why am I think the government's doing this to our farmers? I don't know. There was one of the ex-government ministers talking the other day to say it's to sort of get back as to what they want to do to the farmers, what they did to the miners.
I think there's a massive misconception within the farming industry that all the farmers have all this money and are cash rich, which is just completely the opposite. I feel like, you know, farmers do have assets, but it's been in their families for generation and generations. They have no intention of selling it. So with this budgeting and this tax inheritance and what they're bringing in is actually damaging family farms, you know. I know, especially for me, when I have kids, it's going to be really difficult for me to then pass on the farm from them, because the amount of tax they're going to have to pay, it's just going to basically get rid of family farms and could put us in a position where all of the farms here in the nation are actually corporation-owned or government-owned, you know, and you may never see family farms here again.
You really don't want to split up small family farms. They're so important to keep food on your plate. If you want institutionally owned big plots of land, big sheds, you know, maybe these big chicken sheds and things like that, that's what you're going to be getting.
The government don't really know anything about real farming. It's like, how many of them have actually spent a day on a farm in real life and actually seen what it's like to do the job?
I think I heard it was about 40,000 farmers that have turned up today in aid of support. What needs to happen is the Labour need to realise that they've made mistakes. They need to stand up and own that they've made a mistake and things need to change.
We three are still students, so we're not quite ready to take it on ourselves yet. And my dad's 55, still fully in charge of the farm and still fully fit to farm. So he's not planning on ending anytime soon, hopefully. So if he was to give it up now, he'd have to retire effectively. The 7-year inheritance, so if you gift it to your child, it's in their name, so you don't pay inheritance tax on it, but you can no longer benefit from the land, so in effect you can't farm it for the last 7 years of your life. Upon the death of our parents, we'll have to pay just under £1 million in tax. We don't have £1 million in the bank, we'd have to sell the farm.
I think the only trouble with the 7-year rule is that there's no time to plan for that. If we knew the changes were going to happen, you could have made those changes 7 years ago or 5 years ago. But because they just literally brought it in last minute, I think that's what's caught a lot of people out.
I work an average 70, 80 hour week for less than £16,000 a year. This tax is going to crucify numerous family farms.
Our value is in farmland, which is our factory. So if we have to sell our factory to pay the tax, we'll have no factory to produce food. So there'll be no British food left. It will happen up and down the country. That'll just be bought by big hedge funds, which won't grow crops. So you'll be eating imported food, which is grown at a lot lower standard than what we grow our food at. So, if we make a profit, which is very rare, we pay tax. And if I sold my farm, I would pay 40% away in capital gains tax. So I would pay my tax, but my farm was in my grandfather's, and then that was passed to my father, and now it's mine. And I hope to pass it to my son, but I've only ever been abroad once in my life. I never go on holiday. I don't spend any money.
I think the consumer should stop buying from especially like Tesco's, who buy a lot of their food abroad, especially from Holland, Spain, all these artificially like grown foods, and just buy from the farm shop and just buy anything with like the red tractor on it or Britishly grown sourced food.
It's not cash asset. It's asset that is being passed down to the generations to carry on providing food for our country. And when people tell me it's okay because I can buy my food in Asda, the education is not there.
I've got a 400 acre farm in Cambridgeshire, farming cattle, pigs, making cider. I'm fifth generation on the same farm, and we've had enough. This is the nail in the coffin. We get all the inspections, we have to do all the rules. Yeah, it's okay for Tesco's or anybody else to import whatever they want and sell the cheaper products. And this is it. We've had enough now, so we're standing up against it today.
There isn't a profit in the industry to pay taxes. When you're working for less than minimum wage, how can you pay massive taxes? All right, yeah, we are sat on quite a lot of capital, but if you don't earn much out of it, how can you pay taxes? It's impossible. So, other than selling up when past generation decease.
Food does not grow on supermarket shelves. We need to be able to feed the country. And when there's a pandemic or there's a war or whatever, we need to be able to feed the country. What would have happened in the last pandemic if all the farmers had stopped and gone on furlough, like most of the rest of the country? We're an important industry that needs looking after. What happens when the pound goes weak? Food becomes very expensive.
There's just five of us and we just got together and we just did it, and it looks like it's gone well, so hopefully the messages land and it works. We could do with having a meeting around a table and sitting down and going through some financials with them, write some numbers down and get them to understand exactly what's going on. They've put the inheritance tax rate of tax so high that it's not sustainable, and you'd have to sell 30% of the farm off to be able to pay that bill, and 30% off a farm makes it unsustainable going forwards.
I work in London, and when you talk to colleagues in London and say, so what do you think the profit is on a tonne of wheat? They say, well, £500. Well, the actual cost is now £117 a tonne, but the actual profit is £5, and last year it was -25 because of the cost of fertiliser. That's what people don't realise. You've got the land, but you're not earning enough money to put in the bank to then pay off inheritance tax in the future. Once you then have to sell your 100 acres to pay your inheritance tax, and you've paid your capital gains tax on that as well, you've reduced the size of your farm, it's no longer viable. 400 acres doesn't support a family of four anymore.
We grow wheat, barley, and frozen peas, and we would be crippled by this tax. Just seems an ill-thought-out tax grab. The government policies, to me personally, seem to be built on an ideology of taxing perceived wealth. Our business is based on an asset that, yes, on paper is incredibly valuable, but you know, our returns from the land are unfortunately not very high. My return on capital was 0.77% last year, and this year I'm looking at a loss due to the impact of the weather. Well, if we can't produce it in this country effectively, they'll import it from abroad, which is bad news for us all, particularly with the geopolitical issues going on in Ukraine and the Middle East. I want to grow food. I want a fair price for the food. I want to be profitable and grow food for the British public. And at the minute, with the proposed inheritance tax, my business will struggle to be able to do that.
A friend of a friend, he did some budgeting. He worked out that with all his costs and expenditures, he would be making £2 an hour. So that's not anything to live off. And that is a tenant farmer as well. You know, this is not somebody that actually owns the farm. So with this pressure in the tax,
it's going to put the pressure onto the landlord, and by default that's going to put pressure onto the farmer. It's an incredibly devastating tax that will basically stop anybody young wanting to come into the industry, because what would be the point? You know, you're not going to make money, you're going to end up losing money in the long run. And I think it comes to that a lot of farms will have to sell their whole farm as opposed to sell off a little bit of land because of what position they will be in. Because if they sell off that land, that 20, 30 acres, whatever it has to be to pay their tax, the farmer will become non-viable.
So what we can do is stop buying imported products realistically, try to have your local farming community that you can easily contact. You can just go online and go on local farmers and you can contact them directly. They'll love nothing more than to get to know the community. And to, if people were to contact us directly and say, listen, we want wheat to mill, or can you produce flour for us, we'd be more than happy to accommodate this. And I'm fairly sure that all farmers would. You have to go directly to the farmer's market, direct to the farmer, and then everything will be okay. Simple.